consider, even if you go back over 10 or 20 years, that's one of the lowest increases we've seen in a long time.
Why not the hike that we saw last year, for example? What's contributing to this?
A lot of factors. One is the economy's weak, and I think health care spending is down a bit, and there's less upward pressure on costs. There's been a big change over recent years in greater use of generic drugs instead of name brand drugs, and plans are always getting better and better at encouraging using the lower cost drugs. The FEHVP program, some of the big plans like Blue Cross Standard have been very successful in figuring out ways to keep their costs down by very selective benefit adjustments. And sometimes you're just lucky and you get a good year.
The National Treasury Employees Union did send out a press release saying that despite the fact that this is a relatively slight increase, it's still an increase when pay is frozen. How does this increase noted in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program compare with what we're seeing in the nation overall?
It's relatively good. The FEHVP usually outperforms large employer plans across the nation, and it's done so again this year. There are various estimates out there, but most of them run around 6-7% for a typical large employer plan. So, you know, 4% or a little less for the FHVP is great performance.
How do postal employees fare compared with regular federal employees?
They do currently get slightly better rates. The Postal Service contributes a little more towards the premium. But all that is up in the air because the Postal Service is in such desperate financial straits. And we're going to have to see what they can arrange. I don't think it'll affect this open season or 2012, but in future years, postal employees may well find they face higher premium cost sharing and they have to be even more careful in shopping than regular general schedule and other employees.
What about all those federal retirees? How do they fare in when we're talking about rate increases for 2012 compared with people who are still on the job?
Well, they actually have a more complicated choice problem. In the first place, they pay more because they don't get the premium conversion that active employees get, which cuts your premiums by the amount of your marginal tax rate, in effect. So you get a tax preference that retirees don't get. Retirees, once they hit age 65, are Medicare eligible, and they then have a choice. Do I or do I not sign up for Medicare Part B? And some plans work better with Medicare than others. So a lot of things change when you get to be a retiree. But your health on average is going to be much worse. Your costs on average are going to be much higher. So retirees especially need to do some prudent, careful shopping.
Given these premium increases and the fact that benefits will remain virtually unchanged next year, what is your advice to federal employees in terms of the upcoming open season that starts in mid-November? What should they be looking for when they rethink their health benefits?
Well, they certainly should always be looking to see if there's a better buy out there, and there are lots of better buys. An obvious choice for a lot of people is to think about Blue Cross Basic instead of Blue Cross Standard. If they're enrolled in Blue Cross Standard, why not switch to the much lower price spread? The high deductible plans are relative bargains. Some of the HMOs, like the Kaiser plans, very inexpensive. There's lots of inexpensive choices. So that's one thing that every employee should be thinking about. Should I consider switching? A lot of times people are sort of lazy couch potatoes and don't do much during open season except figure they're okay where they are without paying attention. Like every open season, they should pay attention.
Is there a particular good reason why they might want to make that switch this year?
What really matters is how the plan you're in now compares to other plans. There are always bargains out there to look at. The other thing people should do is pay attention to their own health situation. If something's coming up next year, like you're going to have a baby or you're going to have a knee operation or any particular thing, rethink. The plan you're in may not have as good benefits for that particular cost or procedure as some other plan. You should pay attention to plans your doctor's preferred in. Doctors sometimes drop out of Plan A and join Plan B. Well, if you're in Plan A, you might want to think about switching to Plan B.